Ouais.
He has been a professional money manager for the last 18 years. He is a regular contributor to the Fox Business Channel and Bloomberg Radio. In addition to this, he is a regular contributor to TheStreet.com and MarketWatch.com. Now he's live here on the Wall Street Business Network. Here is Bill Gunderson.
And welcome to the February 12th live edition of the Best Stocks Now Radio Hour with professional money manager Bill Gunderson, president of Gunderson Capital Management in San Diego, California. Well, we've got a pretty decent day going on so far in the market. We've got the S&P 500, which I believe is at an all-time high here, 2,082. We're up 13 points today. That translates to 0.6%. The Dow, meanwhile, up 62 points, closing in on a new all-time high. The Dow is at 17,923. We have the NASDAQ up 39 points. That's the biggest gain of all amongst the indexes. The NASDAQ is up 0.8% right now. And the NASDAQ is at 4,839. Crude oil. Well, that's probably part of this up move in the market. Crude oil has been turning around lately to the upside, and it's at $50.60. There's still risk, however. I wouldn't say that the bottom has been seen for sure, but, several weeks ago I started saying it looks like it's trying to put in a bottom here in the mid-40s, and now here we are at $50.60 on light sweet crude. I still own about four oil stocks that I nibbled on during those lows there. We'll see how that works out. Gold continues to not really gain any traction here. Gold wants inflation. Gold wants a weak dollar. Gold is getting neither. Gold is at $1,224. I continue to have no exposure to gold, even though it started to look interesting. I did not jump into the water. Euro is at 1.1376, and the 10-year yield is at 1.98%. So welcome to the Best Stocks Now Radio Hour with professional money manager Bill Gunderson, president of Gunderson Capital Management in San Diego, California. Well, you know what? We can't really see any end in sight yet. To this almost six-year-old bull market, which will be 6 years old in just a few more weeks here. We continue to get economic reports out that, while they're not great, they're adequate, they're okay to continue to support growth in the U.S. economy. And we look around the world, obviously, and it's not quite as rosy in other places, and that's why I'm heavily concentrated still here in the U.S. We've gotten a slew of earnings here this past week, some good, some bad, pretty much been company-specific. I had a couple that got, not-so-good earnings reports. Panera Bread, for one. Panera Bread, which is about a 3% position in my aggressive growth accounts, down almost 8% today. You know what? I'm going to take Panera off my menu here pretty soon and move on to a little quicker horse. I will evaluate it today. I'll look at the valuation. I'll look at the relative strength, the performance. I'll look at the stock chart. I have not really made, the only two sells I've made in my aggressive growth account so far this year are two stocks that were bought out by other companies, MWI, Veterinary Supply, and what was the other one? I can't think of the other one right now, the NPS Pharmaceutical. But Panera Bread's on the bubble, baby, right now. We'll take a look at it. And, I'm always looking to replace a player in my lineup that's not performing, that's not driving in runs. I had another one, too, this week, Baidu, which also produced less than stellar earnings, and that stock is down 6% right now. That's part and parcel of owning stocks. That's why I never make any one stock more than 2, 3, 4% of my overall portfolio. On the other hand, I have some companies that beat today. McGraw-Hill, for one, MHFI, which has been very good to me. So, It's and yeah, others would say, well, that's the risk of owning individual stocks. Well, what do you think you own when you own a mutual fund or an ETF? You own individual stocks within that ETF, within that mutual fund. You just don't see, that's all you see is at the end of the day, my ETF was up 2 cents, but you don't see the individual stocks within there. You may have had some that were down 5 or 6%. You may have had some that were up 5 or 6%. Yes, some that you still are buying individual stocks. The only thing you could say, the ETF gives you even wider diversification, but you can diversify your stock portfolio just as much as you want to. And I believe that you can be overly diversified. I had someone write to me that says they own 400 stocks. Well, why not just buy the S&P 500? It'd give you 100 more for the same price. How can you manage 400 stocks? So, you know what? Earnings season is just part of the business, and I have to sit and analyze every one of my companies along the way. And I don't get married to any one of my stocks. If it becomes necessary to prune, if the market starts to zig and a few stocks start to zag, and they're not really in the sweet spot in the market anymore, then guess what? We're going to pull them from the lineup, sit them on the bench, and we're going to replace them for a while with somebody that is flourishing. Well, you've got news around the world right now, this tug of war. Ukraine's back on the front burner once again. Greece is still there. Yeah, I think it was Tuesday of this week or Wednesday of this week. They said, okay, we got a deal in Greece right near the end of the market trading day. The market started to rally. And I remember the last time that these Greece negotiations went on. We had a lot of false starts like that. We've got a deal. That just seems to be a mantra over there. We've got a deal in principle. They didn't have a deal. They don't have a deal. Neither side is really budging. You've got one side that wants austerity, and you've got the other side that's anti-austerity. Okay, now how can the borrower be anti-austerity? That just makes no sense whatsoever. I mean, it's such a tangled world that we live in these days, where sometimes I think up is down and down is up. Well, we're not going to well, fine then, okay? Then you're not going to get any more tranches of money to support your anti-austerity stance. Be anti-austerity, fine, okay? But you also have to suffer the consequences of that stance. And I just don't see, on the other side of the coin, I do not see Germany, basically Germany, backing off whatsoever. They're going to hold the hard line, because if they give in to Greece, then it's Italy, then it's Spain, then it's Ireland, then it's Portugal, and on down the line. So you know what? They're going to draw the line here. This is going to come to a head eventually, and it's either you will be austere, or you will leave the EU. That's your choice. And on the other hand, they don't want them to leave the EU. So it's kind of interesting to watch this and follow it. It's better than most game shows on TV these days, which I never watch. This is very fascinating, very interesting. Jobless claims once again this week were okay. 304,000, right around that 300,000 mark. Retail sales were not so good, which is surprising to me. I think it was overdone. I think my expectations were too high of how this low energy price, extra money in folks' pockets, would impact the retail stocks. I think I overestimated that. I'm wrong. It's having some impact, maybe even quite a bit of impact, but not the real boost that I thought we would get. And so I have to reevaluate the few positions that I bought with that notion in mind that they're really going to benefit. Panera is proof right there. Now, there may be others that are benefiting from it, but people aren't taking their gas savings and going to Panera Bread right now, it doesn't seem like. So we'll reevaluate that position and maybe make a few little minor adjustments, tune up the car a little bit. And meanwhile, the Ukraine, we have a ceasefire. You know what? We've heard this before. There just seems to be a lot of dishonesty in this world today. Can you trust anybody? We have a ceasefire. And then they're firing at each other a few days later. At least that's what happened the last time they had a ceasefire. I think you're dealing with the madman over there in Russia and Mr. Putin. I don't think you can trust anything that they say over there. He's going to get what he wants, and he's going to move very slowly, and he's taking advantage of the softness in other countries around the world, and we have a ceasefire. We have a deal. No, we don't. We don't have either one. But the market seems to be pretty happy here recently as it marches on to new highs. Let's just stay focused on our individual companies. But we got to realize that all of this is going on in the world at the same time. Let's look for the best stocks now. Let's maintain our focus one at a time. When we come back, I'll try to find a few for you. This is Bill Gunderson. It's the Best Stocks Now Radio Hour.
Are you having a hard time being in the right places at the right time in the market and being out of the wrong neighborhoods when troubles arise? Why don't you download Bill Gunderson's app, Best Stocks Now, on your Apple or Android device? Every day, the Best Stocks Now app ranks the 45 asset classes that you have to choose from as an investor. It is absolutely vital to be in the right asset classes and out of the wrong ones. This has the potential to greatly increase your portfolio returns over time. It is also important to be in the right sectors of the market and out of the worst ones. The Best Stocks Now app ranks the various sectors in the markets on a daily basis. The app also ranks about 3,500 investment choices daily. The ranking is based on performance, value, and technical patterns. Download the app today from the Apple App Store or the Android Marketplace. That's the Best Stocks Now app. Bill Gunderson's Best Stocks Now newsletter gave a buy signal on the market on March 27, 2009. That was just 18 days after the S&P 500 had finally hit bottom at 666. The buy signal has been in place ever since. How valuable was that call in the weekly newsletter to investors? The market has more than doubled since then. While market pundits were clamoring about a collapsing dollar, runaway inflation, and soaring gold prices, Bill Gunderson's Best Stocks Now newsletter told investors that stocks were the best place to be. Bill Gunderson is not a permabull, however. At some point in the future, the newsletter will give a sell signal. Investors, be warned. The last bear market took 53% out of the S&P 500. Why not sign up for a free 4-week trial to Bill Gunderson's Best Stocks Now newsletter? You can do so by visiting his website at pwstreet.com. Again, that's pwstreet.com.
There are a lot of investors out there in today's world that enjoy managing their own money. There's nothing wrong with this, but maybe you should manage a small portion of your overall portfolio and let a professional money manager manage your serious money. Just like you don't learn how to be an accomplished golfer by spending a few hours on the golf course or at the driving range on the weekends, it takes years of experience to even begin to understand how the financial markets work. And even then, it still takes hours and hours every day to stay on top of an ever-changing marketplace. There are numerous pitfalls that can stand in the way of the part-time investor. If a constant barrage of contradictory opinions keeps you from being able to make sound decisions, if you have a hard time keeping your emotions in check, or if you're continually selling at the bottom and buying at the top, then maybe it's time to consider a full-time professional money manager. Give the folks at Gunderson Capital Management a call and let Bill Gunderson manage your money. You can reach them at 855-611-BEST. That's 855-611-BEST or pwstreet.com.
Prevent those frustrating seasonal symptoms, including sneezing, runny nose, and watery eyes that can spoil your time outdoors by supercharging your immune response right at the source, your digestive tract, where an amazing 70% of your immune cells reside. If your immune system views pollen, animal dander, or wheat as a dangerous invader, it will react by stimulating an inflammatory response and incite all those unpleasant symptoms. What you may not know is that the immune receptor cells residing in your gut all depend on a healthy probiotic population to function at their peak. That's why Dr. Fred Pescatore, a best-selling author on the subject, recommends Dr. O'Hara's probiotics as a top-tier defense in the management of seasonal symptoms. Dr. O'Hara's probiotics delivers live, beneficial bacteria in an easily absorbed formula and is backed by over 25 years of research. Discover the Dr. O'Hara difference and enjoy the outdoors again.
Dr. O'Hara's probiotics are available at Vitamin Shoppe, Whole Foods, Sprouts, and other fine health food stores nationwide.
And welcome back here to the second quarter of the Best Stocks Now Radio Hour. You know, the semiconductor stocks are really on fire right now. They've been taking off here, and we've had some pretty good reports from a lot of the technology companies this quarter. Cisco reported pretty good earnings here this week, and that has given a boost. Also, well, we have Apple, obviously, which also is hitting new all-time highs. So that tends to give some buoyancy to the technology sector, the technology stocks, which, you know, hasn't been the top-ranked sector recently. It's been outdone by the biotechs, by the medical sector, by the healthcare sector, and others. But there are some individual stocks within the technology sector which continue to behave very, very well. And there's also a lot of companies within the technology sector that are being benefited wildly by a very low or a very high U.S. dollar and cheap currencies in their neck of the woods. That gives them a benefit while it hurts companies across the pond here in the United States. One stock that I own that's been very good to me is a company by the name of Avago Technologies. Avago is out of Singapore. They're a designer of analog ICs for telecom, industrial, automotive, and computing markets. They went public in 2009. Not a real good year to go public. They went public at about $15 per share back then, some 6 years ago today, and so right now the stock's at 110. This is probably one of the most successful IPOs that you probably have never heard of or you're not aware of, but it continues to hit new highs. In fact, as I look here at the stock recently, it's breaking out right now to new highs. I have a significant gain in the stock. Is this stock still a buy? Is it still a best stock now? Well, if we look at Avago, since it's gone public, it's been running at a pace of about 46, 47% per year. That's what it's been yielding. This isn't a dividend payer, I don't believe. Let me just make sure. You know what? It is a dividend payer. It pays a 1.3% dividend yield. That's not too bad, actually, for a $28 billion company. This is a large cap stock. This is like the Intel of Singapore, I suppose. Not quite the size of Intel, but it's a sizable company doing quite a bit in the way of sales every year, selling a lot of chips, Avago is. When they went public, they were making 64 cents per share in earnings, and now they're expected to make almost $8 in earnings. Their earnings have grown, what is that, 12, 13 fold since the company went public back in 2009. And what's the old adage? As earnings grow, stock price appreciation almost always goes hand in hand with that earnings growth. Somebody knows what they're doing at Avago to grow their earnings at such a rapid pace and to grow the stock at such a rapid pace. And you've got to have some happy shareholders right now. This was like a $4 billion company when they went public, and now it's a $27 billion company. Those are some pretty good results. Over the last 3 years, Avago's delivered to its investors 50% per year. The market's delivered 15%. And over the last 12 months, Avago's up 90, almost 90%, 88.8 to be exact. The market's up 13.7. So this is one of the top performers in the entire market right now. On a relative strength basis, that's the Investor's Business Daily number, it comes in at a 97, okay, on a scale of 1 to 99. That's where it ranks on the scale of relative performance. And my own proprietary grading system also scores the stock very high. I give it a B+ momentum grade right now. Now, so much for performance. That looks backwards. Valuation looks forward. What does the analyst world, the guys that follow this company around and make up the computer models and make up the spreadsheets and the income forecast and the sales forecast, and they crunch the numbers. Well, they think that the company's got the ability to make $7.94 in earnings next year. By the way, the company does report earnings in about 11 days, so it is breaking out right now to new highs in advance of that earnings report. They also, with those kinds of numbers, $7.94, if we take the current price of the stock of $109 divided by $7.94, we get a forward P.E. ratio of 13.6, which is a big discount to the overall market right now. The market's trading more in the 17 to 18 area right now. That's the average stock in my database. And I believe the S&P 500 is right around those numbers also. Avago, however, is trading at 13.6 times forward earnings. Now, when we compare 13.6 with its expected growth rate over the next 5 years, we come up with an earnings growth or a growth rate of 31% per year over the next 5 years. That's what the analyst have pegged it at. If we divide 13.6 into 31, we get a peg ratio of 0.44. That means it's trading at less than one half of its expected growth rate. Now, obviously, there's a lot of what ifs. These are forecasts. These are expectations. They can either beat these expectations along the way, they can meet these expectations, or like Panera Bread did this week, they can falter and not meet expectations. But stocks trade on expectations. And when those expectations change, that's usually when the stock moves up or moves down. And right now, based on the expectations that are out there on the street on Avago, which is AVGO, large cap company out of Singapore, semiconductor maker, I have a $188 target price. 5 years from now, the stock's trading at $109. It has a very good upside potential. It's one of the strongest performers in the entire market. I've owned it for quite some time, but to be honest with you, I'd have no problem still buying it here at this price, although I'm not making a recommendation here in any shape or form. I'm giving you an example of a company that is in a sweet spot right now. It's in a sweet spot from its relative strength and its performance. It's breaking out to new highs. And in my estimation, it still makes sense from a valuation point of view. A very good example of a best stock now. Out of 3,946, it comes in at number 72, Avago, AVGL. This is Bill Gunderson. We'll be right back.
The
There are a lot of investors out there in today's world that enjoy managing their own money. There's nothing wrong with this, but maybe you should manage a small portion of your overall portfolio and let a professional money manager manage your serious money. Just like you don't learn how to be an accomplished golfer by spending a few hours on the golf course or at the driving range on the weekends, it takes years of experience to even begin to understand how the financial markets work. And even then, it still takes hours and hours every day to stay on top of an ever-changing marketplace. There are numerous pitfalls that can stand in the way of the part-time investor. If a constant barrage of contradictory opinions keeps you from being able to make sound decisions, if you have a hard time keeping your emotions in check, or if you're continually selling at the bottom and buying at the top, then maybe it's time to consider a full-time professional money manager. Give the folks at Gunderson Capital Management a call and let Bill Gunderson manage your money. You can reach them at 855-611-BEST. That's 855-611-BEST or pwstreet.com.
There's a child sitting on a hard metal chair, clutching tightly to the trash bag that holds everything she owns. She's there because her father abuses her, and her mother doesn't care. There are people all around her, but she's never been more alone. A social worker tells her not to worry, that they'll find a place for her soon, as she dials yet another number, this time to a group home, and then a shelter, and then a temporary housing facility. If she called you, would you make a place for this child? The Bear Foundation is a Christian foster care ministry, and our homes and families are made up of people just like you who, when called, answered yes. This is your call. Right now, there's a child or teen who's wondering, where am I going to live? Who will take care of me? You have the answer. Call the Bear Foundation today. For more information about Christian foster care, call 1-866-265-2476, 866-265-2476, or visit christianfostercare.org.
The stock market has never been busier or harder to keep up with. One day biotechs are hot, the next day they are not. High tech is down, low tech is up. And what about bonds and your 401k? So many questions coming faster than ever. But now you can keep up by subscribing to the Best Stocks Now podcast. Take it with you wherever you go. The Best Stocks Now podcast comes to you from the headquarters of Gunderson Capital Management, a nationally recognized firm that handles over $100 million in assets, not a newsroom. That is why the Best Stocks Now podcast is one of the most popular shows of its kind, and why you see Bill Gunderson so often on so many national financial news shows. Just subscribe one time and it's delivered automatically to your smartphone or computer every day. And don't tell your accountant, but it's free and easy to find at pwstreet.com. pwstreet.com, the Best Stocks Now podcast. Don't miss a thing. Get it now.
Are you having a hard time being in the right places at the right time in the market and being out of the wrong neighborhoods when troubles arise? Why don't you download Bill Gunderson's app, Best Stocks Now, on your Apple or Android device? Every day, the Best Stocks Now app ranks the 45 asset classes that you have to choose from as an investor. It is absolutely vital to be in the right asset classes and out of the wrong ones. This has the potential to greatly increase your portfolio returns over time. It is also important to be in the right sectors of the market and out of the worst ones. The Best Stocks Now app ranks the various sectors in the markets on a daily basis. The app also ranks about 3,500 investment choices daily. The ranking is based on performance, value, and technical patterns. Download the app today from the Apple App Store or the Android Marketplace. That's the Best Stocks Now app.
Nearly every day you hear a tragic story on the news about a teenager and the internet. Well, Be Safe Online would like to share some positive news with you. News of families who have prevented similar tragedies because they were protected with the ultimate family internet filter.
A dad from Ohio writes, "It stopped the kids from getting on a few sites that they should not go to. And the best thing is the time restraints. Online time now ends promptly at 11 p.m. No ifs or just a seconds anymore."
Writes a mom in Minnesota, "I questioned my oldest son and he admitted that the ads he saw in a honey magazine made him curious. He went online to check it out and he told me Be Safe Online blocked it. Thank you so much."
And who can forget the dad in Georgia who wrote this? With BeSafe's help, I managed to keep my 14-year-old away from a guy who, shortly after, was in the paper for raping another 14-year-old. God bless BeSafe. Go to BeSafeOnline.com and protect your family today. That's BeSafeOnline.com, the letter B, then SafeOnline.com.
Welcome back here to the second half of the Best Stocks Now Radio Hour. Well, so far we've touched on Greece. We have a deal. No, we don't have a deal. We have a deal. No, we don't expect this to go on. I remember the last time Greece was at the wall like this, backed into a corner. It was the same kind of shenanigans. And I just don't think there's going to be any kind of fulfillment of the promises that were made by the Syriza party when they were elected, that we're going to get this debt forgiven and we're off on our unauster ways again. I don't think Germany's going to give in. And then meanwhile, you've got the Ukraine and Russia. We have a ceasefire. No, we don't. We have a ceasefire. No, we don't. And expect that to go on and on and on. Meanwhile, other trouble spots in the world. How does one deal with it all? You deal with it one stock at a time, and you focus on your individual companies. We're almost done with the bulk of earnings season. I'd have to say maybe 70 or 80% of the companies have reported so far, and it's been a mixed bag, more mixed than I've seen in a while. Really dependent upon each individual company. I've had two clunkers so far this earnings season. One, I sold right before they reported. I just didn't like the way the stock was trading, and I sold it. And an hour later, they reported earnings that didn't quite meet expectations. And I've got a couple here recently. Watsco, for one, which is just blown out earnings, and that thing is breaking out like crazy. I featured Watsco, WSO, before here on my show. They make air conditioning, heating, and refrigeration products. You know, the home builders and the construction industry, we're seeing a resurgence in a lot of the building suppliers there. And that's a sector that really needs to be watched. I've watched several. What's the one here that I've been watching recently that catches my eye more than any other one in that sector? They make lighting. They make LED lighting. I'll think of it here in a minute. It starts with a B. That stock is just exploding to the upside right now. And I wanted to buy it, and it just keeps going higher, and it has never given me a chance to buy it. It's crazy right now. Apple is crazy right now. Have you been watching this move in Apple? I'm happy to be an owner of Apple, the stock. And, man, that thing is just breaking out like mad right now. And, of course, it weighs heavily on the market. It's a big player in the NASDAQ. And Apple now, $700 billion company. I'm trying to find that building stock here. I'll find it here in a minute. But I've got another one here that I want to talk about that as I was looking at stocks yesterday, I saw another one that I own, and I said, wow, look at that thing go. I'm sure happy that I bought it here not too long ago. The name of the stock is Walgreens. You know Walgreens. Walgreens changed their symbol recently. It's no longer WAG, W-A-G. It's now Walgreens Boots Alliance. Not only do they operate 8,309 drug stores, but they also have mail service and home care facilities, and now they own a boot outlet, a boot company. They're in 50 states, D.C., and Puerto Rico. And Walgreens is headquartered in Deerfield, Illinois. Walgreens is now a $76 billion market cap company. The drugstore stocks are actually doing quite well. CVS has also had a nice run. Rite Aid has been making a lot of noise recently, but the one I like the best right now is Walgreens Boots Alliance, which also pays a dividend yield of 1.7%. I believe I own Walgreens in my growth and income accounts. This is where I seek dividend payers that are supplying income to investors, but at the same time, you have potential for capital appreciation. And I think that potential exists. Potential, the key word there, in Walgreens Boots Alliance. Walgreens, over the last 5 years, has been running ahead of the market by a pretty wide margin. A lot of the drugstores stocks have. I guess we're visiting drugstores a lot these days. I don't know, for all kinds of little things. I don't go into a Walgreens that often, but boy, they're on every corner in the major cities, it seems like. Walgreens has been running at a pace of 22%, 21.5% per year over the last 5 years. The market's 13.9%. And Walgreens has had a really good 3-year run here. The stock has doubled over the last 3 years, more than doubled over the last 3 years. In fact, it's been running at a pace of 35% per year over the last 3 years. And over the last 12 months, Walgreens has doubled the returns of the market. Walgreens is up 26%, market's up 13%. So that's one of the requirements for me. If you want to be a candidate, if you want to be considered as a best stock now, I want you running faster than the rest of the market. Not just yesterday, not just the last week, but, you know, over intermediate term of time, over the short term, and if possible, over the long term, too. That shows me there's something there that's superior to other companies in the market. Walgreens currently has a relative strength of 88. That's on a scale of 1 to 99. Walgreens is another example of a stock breaking out to new highs. And my little technical analysis lesson that I always give, I don't like companies that are in downtrends. I don't like stocks that are trading in sideways trends. I like companies that are in uptrends or just breaking out. And in fact, Walgreens is just now breaking out to new all-time highs. I like kind of those tender green shoots, those fresh new breakouts. Hopefully they'll continue. Hopefully that's the signal of a new upleg in the stock. Now the question is, can the valuation, can the fundamentals of the company support this breakout continuing? And that's where the valuation comes in. Walgreens has been growing their earnings quite nicely recently. They're looking to make $4.42 in earnings per share. You'd have to multiply that by how many shares they have out there to figure out what their total bottom line is. But to keep it simple, in this business we break it down to per share. It comes in at $4.42. Walgreens is expected to grow those earnings by 14, 13, 14% per year, somewhere around there, over the next 5 years. So we extrapolate that out. We apply a multiplier, a multiple that I think is appropriate for a company in this business. And we have a lot of comparables to use as an indication. I mean, you could even use probably one of the grocery stores. No, I think the drug stocks have a little higher margins. I have a 5-year target price of $140. That gives it some pretty significant upside potential from this level at 80. Now, obviously, and I do own Walgreens, I believe, in my income and growth accounts because it does pay a dividend of 1.3%. Obviously, we'll monitor that growth, we'll monitor those earnings along the way, and we'll adjust accordingly. Who knows? That target price that I have in place now may be adjusted higher along the way. And if Walgreens doesn't deliver, If the company doesn't deliver, if they get knocked off course somehow, then we'll go in a different direction. But right now, they're on a pretty good course. Yeah, I bought Walgreens, I think, several months ago. And so far, I'm very happy with it. I really like the technical pattern right now. I never make any one position more than 2.5 to 3, 4% of my overall portfolio, and it is one of the stocks that I currently own because I believe at this point in time it's a company that's flourishing in the market, not one that's floundering trying to find its way. Anyways, look, every week I produce my newsletter. And what do I do all day here? I'm on the hunt looking for the best stocks now. And I compile them into categories. Okay, this is one of the best aggressive growth stocks now. Okay, this is one of the best dividend payers right now, in my opinion. And I publish that every single week in my newsletter. You can get on my newsletter mailing list by going to my website at pwstreet.com. That's pwstreet.com. We'll be right back.
There are a lot of investors out there in today's world that enjoy managing their own money. There's nothing wrong with this, but maybe you should manage a small portion of your overall portfolio and let a professional money manager manage your serious money. Just like you don't learn how to be an accomplished golfer by spending a few hours on the golf course or at the driving range on the weekends, it takes years of experience to even begin to understand how the financial markets work. And even then, it still takes hours and hours every day to stay on top of an ever-changing marketplace. There are numerous pitfalls that can stand in the way of the part-time investor. If a constant barrage of contradictory opinions keeps you from being able to make sound decisions, if you have a hard time keeping your emotions in check, or if you're continually selling at the bottom and buying at the top, then maybe it's time to consider a full-time professional money manager. Give the folks at Gunderson Capital Management a call and let Bill Gunderson manage your money. You can reach them at 855-611-BEST. That's 855-611-BEST or pwstreet.com.
Bill Gunderson's Best Stocks Now newsletter gave a buy signal on the market on March 27, 2009. That was just 18 days after the S&P 500 had finally hit bottom at 666. The buy signal has been in place ever since. How valuable was that call in the weekly newsletter to investors? The market has more than doubled since then. While market pundits were clamoring about a collapsing dollar, runaway inflation, and soaring gold prices, Bill Gunderson's Best Stocks Now newsletter told investors that stocks were the best place to be. Bill Gunderson is not a permabull, however. At some point in the future, the newsletter will give a sell signal. Investors, be warned. The last bear market took 53% out of the S&P 500. Why not sign up for a free 4-week trial to Bill Gunderson's Best Stocks Now newsletter? You can do so by visiting his website at pwstreet.com. Again, that's pwstreet.com.
Are you having a hard time being in the right places at the right time in the market and being out of the wrong neighborhoods when troubles arise? Why don't you download Bill Gunderson's app, Best Stocks Now, on your Apple or Android device? Every day, the Best Stocks Now app ranks the 45 asset classes that you have to choose from as an investor. It is absolutely vital to be in the right asset classes and out of the wrong ones. This has the potential to greatly increase your portfolio returns over time. It is also important to be in the right sectors of the market and out of the worst ones. The Best Stocks Now app ranks the various sectors in the markets on a daily basis. The app also ranks about 3,500 investment choices daily. The ranking is based on performance, value, and technical patterns. Download the app today from the Apple App Store or the Android Marketplace. That's the Best Stocks Now app.
Jack was ready to quit and justified in wanting out. Ineffective boss, deadweight co-workers, no recognition, a struggling business. He dashed off a blistering resignation by email, then hit the delete key. Now, more coolly, he picked up the phone to arrange an evening with an old mentor. Later, he talked things over with his best friend, who happened to be his wife. The next day, a renewed employee went to work. This is Howard Butt Jr. of Lady Lodge. The new Jack was just as aware of his job's shortcomings. Only now, he intended to be the difference he had long wanted to see. The best change to a bad job starts inside us, in the high calling of our daily work.
Learn more at thehighcalling.org.
Prevent those frustrating seasonal symptoms, including sneezing, runny nose, and watery eyes that can spoil your time outdoors by supercharging your immune response right at the source, your digestive tract, where an amazing 70% of your immune cells reside. If your immune system views pollen, animal dander, or wheat as a dangerous invader, it will react by stimulating an inflammatory response and incite all those unpleasant symptoms. What you may not know is that the immune receptor cells residing in your gut all depend on a healthy probiotic population to function at their peak. That's why Dr. Fred Pescatore, a best-selling author on the subject, recommends Dr. O'Hara's probiotics as a top-tier defense in the management of seasonal symptoms. Dr. O'Hara's probiotics delivers live, beneficial bacteria in an easily absorbed formula and is backed by over 25 years of research. Discover the Dr. O'Hara difference and enjoy the outdoors again.
Dr. O'Hara's probiotics are available at Vitamin Shoppe, Whole Foods, Sprouts, and other fine health food stores nationwide.
Back here to the final segment of the Best Docs Now Radio Hour. And I go into newsletter mode this time of the week and be starting to compile the performance numbers for the model portfolios. I have an aggressive growth model portfolio, a moderate growth, which is more in that mid-cap area, and a conservative growth. I have a mutual fund model portfolio that folks that have 401ks could try to mimic along the way. I give my overall take on the market, which I've been bullish since March 27th of 2009, and at some point I won't be bullish. That's a little bit different. I'm a little bit different from the other guys. I will be looking for the clues that America's headed back into a recession, because there's the key that a bull or a bear market is out there threatening us, you know. So anyways, we try to stay on top of all the economic numbers every week, give you a quick interpretation of them, a few pictures to liven up the scene. And you can sign up for the newsletter by going to my website at pwstreet.com. You know, I've seen a lot of things in my industry over the years. I talk about them from time to time, but I think one of the scariest things that I see is people, you know, being talked into investing into private companies, kind of like a good old buddy neighborhood kind of thing. I'm only bringing this to you, they'll say. I want to do you a favor and whatnot. You should know. I know, I'm not saying that sometimes it doesn't pan out, but you should know on the scale of risk. Okay, up here, you know, is a CD where you're going to invest 100 grand. You're going to get back your 100 grand at the end of the year and a little bit of interest at the end of the year. You know, there's your low risk propositions. Okay, then you move up to government bonds, right? You're giving the government money and with the promise that they'll give it back to you after so many year term, maybe 10, maybe 30, usually 10. Along with an interest rate. So now you're in the 2 or 3 area on the risk scale, on a scale of 1 to 10. Then you get into the stock market and investing in publicly traded companies. Okay, now there's a key word, publicly traded. Keywords, publicly traded. They're liquid. That's another key word, liquid. If you need to sell your Apple shares right now, no problem. The trade will settle, trade day plus 3, and you'll have your money. Liquid. Very important word, okay? So now stocks are maybe in the middle of the pack somewhere in the risk scale. Now let's go down to the high risk, the highest of high risk, penny stocks. Every once in a while I'll get somebody that sends me a tweet, hey, you should look at this stock. It's getting ready to explode. And I'll look at it, and it's a 49-cent stock. And I'll immediately tell that guy sending that tweet or gal that I avoid penny stocks like the plague, number one. And number two, you've been blocked and you've been reported for trying to promote penny stocks on this website, Twitter, or Stock Twits. That's a very high-risk proposition. But believe it or not, even more high risk than a penny stock is investing in a private company. At least a penny stock has some liquidity. You may be able to get out of it if there's still a market for the penny stock. At least it's listed on the pink sheets and the bulletin boards. But a private company, you have no liquidity. Your exit strategy, your only way of getting your principal back that you invested in the company is if the company gets bought out, which you have to ask yourself that question, what are the odds of this company being bought out? You know, there's not a lot of tiny little companies that are bought out. Usually you have to have a pretty formidable company that's been around for a while for someone to be interested in you and buying out. That's one way of getting your principal out of this private company. Number two is if the private company goes public. Now, we haven't seen a whole lot of IPOs this year. In fact, we've seen very few. And the IPOs that are coming out, you know, they're pretty high-quality companies. You know, Shake Shack was no overnight one burger stand. They've been developing their business for a long time. It's a sizable company, and they have growth prospects going forward. So you have to ask yourself, before you hand your neighbor $500,000 or $1 million or $2 million or whatever it is, what's the chances of them going public, number one, and what's the chances of them selling out to a bigger fish? The odds of both of those happening are pretty high, to be honest with you. And I know it sounds good. Well, you know, look, I can only make so much investing in a quality stock like Apple. Maybe going forward, I get a 10 or 15% return on my investment over the next 5 years. Who knows? This has the potential for big returns investing in this private company. And don't forget that the two strongest emotions that people use are fear and greed. And they're preying on the greed side of that equation. But you should be shaking in your boots, scared to death, investing in a private company. And if you decide to do that, you should have it looked at by, one, your own representative, your attorney, and somebody who knows something about valuations of companies, liquidity of companies, to see if it's suitable for you. And I would say 99 times out of 100, it's not. It's a very high-risk proposition. And usually what happens, your money you invest gets sucked up financing the lifestyle and whatnot and the ongoing operations of the company to keep it afloat for a little bit longer, and then it all ends bad and everybody's suing one another. So I'm just sending out a little bit of a warning there. I will gladly look at any if you're thinking of investing in a private company, I'll be happy to look it over for you. There's a lot of bad ones out there. Anyways, I specialize in publicly traded companies that are liquid. My website's pwstreet.com, or you can reach us at 855-611-BEST. That's 855-611-BEST. Have a great day, everybody.
The This show is not a solicitation to buy or sell any securities. Bill Gunderson or clients of Gunderson Capital Management may have long or short positions in stocks mentioned during the show. Gunderson Capital Management is a fee-based, registered investment advisor. All accounts are held at Scottrade. Scottrade is a member of SIPC and FINRA.